two matches, four sides, all of whom have lofty ambitions this weekend, not least yourselves, with Featherstone in town. It's a big, big weekend for Rugby League in South Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. We've been waiting for it for a while, and, you know, selfishly, I'm a Rugby League man, and to have four games in Doncaster is great. We're trying to spread the gospel for the Rugby League in South Yorkshire, and to have some quality games down here, I think, you know, a lot of neutrals will turn up, which is what we want. And if we can engage with them and make them enjoy the day, then hopefully that we can keep them here.
Do you expect the kind of idea that those that turn up for the first game will ultimately stay for the second game, and those that may well just travel down from an Eagles perspective or whoever they're playing will come and watch Dons as well?
Yeah, I think they will. You know, you get one or two who are saying, I'm not bothered about watching the Eagles or the Dons, but if you like watching rugby league, I think you're watching both. And why wouldn't you? You know, the price of the double ticket is cheaper than what the ticket cost us down in London. So why wouldn't you stay and watch two games? And, you know, when we're playing the bigger teams, I think the crowds will be bigger. It's just exciting. It's exciting. The players are looking forward to it. I know both clubs are looking forward to it. So it's a decent track, so there'll be some good rugby played.
Do you think that the pitch will hold up? Because it's going to get some, for at least the next 3 months, with three teams playing on it, it's going to take an awful lot of hammer.
Well, the groundsman thinks it'll hold up. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it. So, yes, the answer's yes. I think it will. It's a good surface, and they're on top of it all the time. So, you know, he's authorised the games. I'm no expert in that field, but, yeah, obviously it'll hold up. Otherwise, he wouldn't authorise for us to do it.
So Featherstone, then, the first home opposition, a side who are well-fancied and well-fancied to at least try and have a push towards the top four this year. What kind of a challenge do you make?
Oh, massive. They're a big club, and, you know, they've got great training facilities up there. They're not far away from where they want to be, but notoriously we do okay against them. Very, very proud of our players last week. At halftime there, you've feared for the worst, but the way they came back, you know, you had to be proud of them and just show the fitness levels were all right. So Featherstone this week is a totally different challenge. They're a different sort of a side, and they're a big set. So we have to contain that. And if we can contain that, like we did with London and got to grips with them in the second half, then I think we're in for an interesting afternoon.
What changed then between the halves down in London? What did you do differently to get back into the contest in quite the way that you did?
Listen, what changed was I think we tried to take them on too much in the forwards in the first half, and they're full time. Now, you know, I don't care who you are. If you're full time and doing the weights every day and that, and our boys are just working and then coming into training, and that was the difference. They were physically stronger than us. And when we started to move the ball, we asked them a lot of questions, and we found out a lot about them, to be fair. You know, they weren't so good going side to side as they were going forward. So we got some success there, and we just stuck at it. And you know, another 5 minutes, I believe, we would have won the game.
Clubs like Featherstone and London, who you obviously faced last weekend, changed the dynamic of the Championship so much, because there is a lot more professionalism, isn't there, dropping down? I mean, London and Bradford are Super League clubs in all but status, aren't they? And there are others like Lee too that are trying to follow suit.
Oh, yeah, we all like to think we're pretty professional in our own way.
It's just a time thing, though, isn't it? The time you are allowed to be professional.
Yeah. And London and Bradford, they're full-time, so are Lee. But in this division, it's a lot more mental as well. You've got to be mentally tough, you know, when you're going to places like Whitehaven and Workington and these long journeys, and Dewsbury on a little small field there. So they'll be tested mentally more than physically, I think, you know, in the division, which they were, I think, last week with Lee, and Bradford was a real physical battle. So it's a mental toughness, and it's also a full-time training toughness, which I think we've got a little bit of both at Doncaster. So, we did well last year, and and we've got a nucleus of the players that are still here. So, you know, we think we'll go okay.
In terms of recruitment, obviously you've got the links with Hull, haven't you, as well? Are you done in that respect for the time being, or could you see additions in the short term coming in?
No, we're comfortable with what we're getting from Hull. You know, to be fair, we're probably getting some decent players for them, so we'll carry on that arrangement for now. It's not to say if a player come available and for us to sign, we'd sign him. We'd have a look at any player if we think that add to the squad. But for now, we're comfortable with the Hull arrangement.
And how will you look outside of that too as well, or continue to look outside of that as well?
Yeah, we do. We've had a couple come down to training and they've gone and signed with other clubs, which that's okay with us because we were only looking at them. We weren't committed to them. So the answer is yes, we do. We do look around, but you know, we've got a big squad as well, and a few of the boys are getting a little bit disgruntled, and we're only in round one, which you'd probably be disappointed if they didn't.
It's a situation where the whole of rugby league has changed in its structure. From your point of view, how has that structure changed the emphasis on each game? I know there's the PR way of describing it, that every game suddenly becomes important, but when you have to deal with it round by round, what's your view?
Oh, I like it. You know, we're in a challenging sport, and you need to challenge yourself, and if you can't handle it, then don't play the sport. That's my answer to it, but I like it. I think, you know, you got to play to get some rewards, and if you do well, you should be rewarded. So, you know, I'm a big fan of it. I said it from day one, I said last week, you know, Super League, after round one, clubs are twitching. Great, you know, good stuff. It's exciting. So our boys, they're coming back thinking, oh, we've got to win, you know. So it's good. It's made everyone sit up and take note and think, gee, every game does matter, every minute matters. And I know that's the rugby league's word they're using, it buzzword, or if you like to say, but for me, I think it's great. You know, when you've got clubs twitching after round one, what are they going to be like when they get closer to the time? And if you can't handle it, you know, then hopefully you get some rewards if you can.
Do you think it needed it? Because, you know, the bottom clubs in Super League almost seem to, you know, not so what, but they you can have three fallow years and not really achieve anything, in the same way successful championship clubs can do brilliantly and reach grand finals and what have you, but there isn't the big, big reward at the end of it.
Yeah, and who are the bottom clubs in Super League? You know, me and you sitting here, we all would have said Wakefield's going to be down the bottom.
Yeah.
They've won their first two games, so obviously they've got a bit of a spirit going there, and they've handled the pressure, and the clubs that think they can turn up and just win games, doesn't happen. So you need to turn up and be ready to play, and that's the same in any sport.